Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, March 26th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article Pierre Boulez. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another captivating episode of Wikipedia, where we explore the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles. Today, we're diving into the life and legacy of an extraordinary figure in the world of music, Pierre Boulez. Pierre Boulez was born on March 26, 1925, in Montbrison, France. His journey in music is one of innovation, controversy, and immense influence. For those of you who have a deep appreciation for the evolution of music and its impact on society, today's episode will certainly resonate. Boulez was not just a composer. He was known as a revolutionary figure in the 20th century classical music scene. His contributions went beyond the conventional boundaries and often challenged existing norms. He was also a conductor and a pioneer in electronic music, encouraging the world to rethink what music could be. Now, let's unravel the fascinating narrative of Boulez's early years. He began his formal music education at the Conservatoire de Paris under Olivier Messiaen, a leading avant-garde composer. Messiaen played a crucial role in shaping Boulez's distinctive musical philosophy. Have you ever had a mentor who dramatically influenced your approach to your field or passion? Think about how their influence might have shaped your path, just as Messiaen did for Boulez. Boulez's reputation for embracing complexity and structure is evident in his early works, such as Le Marteau sans Maître, which is often considered an example of serialism, a method of composition that breaks away from traditional tonality and is deeply rooted in the principles of structure. This leads us to a thought-provoking question: how do new ideas transform existing art forms, and what resistance do they face? Consider how your own fields of expertise have evolved with new methodologies over time. In addition to being an accomplished composer, Boulez was known for his ability to provoke change. He often critiqued the musical establishment, once calling for opera houses to be blown up, metaphorically speaking, to remove the old and make way for the new. His bold statements and innovative music drew both admirers and critics. How do you think society should balance respect for tradition with the need for innovation? Feel free to ponder this as we continue our journey. Boulez's dedication to new music led him to found institutions like the Domaine Music Hall, an avant-garde concert series that introduced audiences to modern music in Paris. Later, he founded the trailblazing IRCAM, the Institute for Research and Coordination in Acoustics Music, in 1976. This center became a vital hub for the development of electronic and computer music. Consider this: how often do we embrace the technology available to push boundaries within our professions? What are some areas in your life where you've seen technology pave the way for creativity and innovation? Boulez's achievements as a conductor were equally significant. He held prestigious positions with major orchestras such as the New York Philharmonic and BBC Symphony Orchestra. His interpretations of 20th century composers like Mahler, Bartók, and Stravinsky were renowned for their clarity and precision. When you think of a conductor, can you visualize the sheer energy and concentration required to unite the orchestra's separate sections into a singular expressive voice? But despite his success, Boulez was somewhat polarizing because of his radical views and outspoken character. His fiery rhetoric demanded a fresh approach to music creation and consumption, and yet he inspired many. Can you think of a time in your life or in history when controversial ideas ultimately spurred growth and innovation, even when met with initial resistance? Pierre Boulez passed away on January 5, 2016 in Baden-Baden, Germany. His legacy, however, continues to reverberate in the music world. He left a lasting mark as a visionary who reshaped not just how music was composed, but how it was perceived. As we wrap up today's episode, I invite you to explore the full expanse of Pierre Boulez's contributions and how they continue to influence contemporary music. Perhaps take a moment to listen to one of his compositions and consider how your perception of music might shift as a result. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of an innovator who dared to imagine music through a wholly unique lens. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep your minds open, and remember, innovation often starts with questioning the status quo. Stay curious, my friends, and continue exploring the endless knowledge that's just a click away.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Pierre Boulez. Thanks for listening. See you next time.